Insane Clown Posse is, are they famous yet or what? I don't know. They claim that they're the most famous band around, but they,
They're famous to us.
Yeah, we dig them.
I think we're the only ones who know them.
Yeah, Insane Clown Posse.
I saw one of them walking on the street without his makeup.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you say hello?
No, because I think he was trying to be incognito.
Oh, really? Which one? Violent J or Shaggy 2 Dope?
It was Violent J, I think.
Violent J. All right, well, let's bring in the boys, Insane Clown Posse. They have a new CD. It's called The Amazing Jekyll Brothers.
A new CD?
Yeah, they're one of my favorite guests. Always love having them in. The Amazing Jekyll Brothers.
They never make the top five.
No, their new single is F, I can't say the word, but F the World. F the World. And a new hairstyle for Shaggy 2 Dope.
Yeah.
Shaved his head.
Violent J that I saw.
Can't believe Shaggy 2 Dope shaved his head. But this song here is called F the World.
Well, didn't Violent J also get a haircut? He used to have dreads.
Yeah, everyone. Hey, man, Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope have new hairdos.
Yeah.
So we're playing your song. Check it out.
Wait a minute. We're not
on.
Checking out your new music.
Right.
Yeah, this is called F the World. I can't say the F word, but F the World, right?
Yeah, this is the radio single.
Right, now why? Yeah, now why are you saying F the World? Are you saying that the world is no good?
Well, because we're finally cleaning up our image so we can be played on full rotation on MTV
right.
And whatnot, you know? So
no, I don't mean that. I mean, what is F the World? In other words, you're angry at the world, right?
The world hates us.
But in a friendly way, you know?
Right, but the world hates you, right?
Right, that's unquestionable.
Right.
You know, so we're just like F the World, you know?
Right.
We have our own world. You don't see us on MTV. You don't hear us on the radio.
Why is that? Why won't MTV play you guys? Seriously.
They hate us. They don't understand it. They don't understand how a group like us can sell over 1 million records and
almost
and,
2 million.
Not, you know, almost 2 million, and not you know just suck their
without their
you
help.
Know,
so.
Right. Well, because I hear
who
this.
Who are the people with these records?
I hear this, and it sounds to me like the stuff they're playing on MTV, and that why can't they accept you guys? I mean, what is it about you? Do you think it's your personality that you don't kiss their ass or something?
We take a completely different route. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't make an album and then run with the video and the single to radio and MTV.
You don't beg anybody to play it.
We don't care if they play it. You know?
Have you made videos?
Yeah.
Did you make a video for F the World?
No, we made a video for a song called Another Love Song, which is anything but another love song.
Right. And did you submit it to MTV? Do your people say, hey, listen, why aren't you playing the Insane Clown Posse? Because you know that would be huge for you.
Our label, like when we decided to do a video, our label, like, steps us up, we do it, they say don't mouth the cuss words, we mouth the cuss words.
Right.
You know, well, we're not going to get on TV if you mouth the cuss words, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're like they're going to play it anyways, what does it matter?
Right, you thumb your nose at the corporate jackals, is that correct?
Our labels, Island Records.
Yeah. Yes.
Island Records, Universal Records. They, I'm sure they take it to MTV or whatever, but our label, right. Psychopathic, which is ran by me and Shaggy and our manager.
Right.
You know, we go right to the streets.
Right.
So
like this radio, like this show right here is relating to the people on the streets.
Right. You don't have to, you can sidestep MTV if you
right
have shows like this.
Oh, well, yeah, this is like, this is probably the biggest thing they hate. They probably want to snipe you just for having us on the show.
That's true. I do take a lot of heat for having you on. Now I noticed, someone just sent this to me. There are other bands imitating your clown makeup because this is a band. Bad Clown, they're all in clown makeup now.
They get bitch slapped if I
do. You know these guys at all?
I've never heard of them in my life, but now they got a hit on them.
And here is another guy in full clown makeup. Look at this, Bad Clown. Look at that. And the same kind of makeup. They're all taking your look. Is there a way that you can, sue
what?
Them or something for taking your look?
Yeah, but
it wouldn't even be worth our time suing them because they ain't making no money anyway.
Right, you don't care.
For what?
Right. And taking your intellectual property?
We'll just slap them around or something and smear their makeup.
What about Bozo? Is he like an enemy of yours because he's a good clown and you guys are evil clowns? You ever think about that?
Bozo's whack. We're fresh.
You like Bozo.
I'm very neutral towards Bozo.
No,
would you ever put Bozo in one of your videos or something like this or team up?
Who is Bozo? It's probably like some No. 65-year-old drunk guy getting paid. You know?
No, he's not a drunk. He's not. Bozo's a good guy.
Is there a real guy, Bozo?
There's a real Bozo.
I didn't even know that. I thought you could rent him out of every city in the phone book.
Well, he does sell a
little
franchise.
Kid parties or something.
Right. But
to a match.
But who did you guys worship when you were... Did you worship Emmett Kelly? I mean, there's got to be some clown.
Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald, do you like him?
No.
You don't.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Ronald McDonald. That's where it all comes from.
No, but I mean,
as you can see, my friend Jay is a very big fan of Ronald McDonald's food.
Right.
That's right.
But not Ronald McDonald himself.
Listen, let me tell you something about what we do. It's the dark carnival. It's our religion. It's real to us.
Right, right. I could tell that you guys really feel clowns are evil. I always looked at clowns as evil. When I was a kid and I'd see clowns, I'd say, these clowns are sad. I mean, they look evil. And they look like bad people, so
but
I think
they didn't go to the red nose and the big shoes.
Why do you not have clothing?
Because we're thug clowns.
Right, you would never wear red shoes, right? Big red shoes
big
or
red.
I wear red shoes, but not big red.
Right, you would not wear because in other words, you guys dress. You have rap style clothing on, but just the clown makeup.
Come on, this is scrub style clothing.
But you know what I mean. I mean, you don't wear you don't have a nice fluffy outfit
or
with
like polka dot clothing.
Polka dot clothing. Why not clown pants and shoes and go to the full look?
I mean,
really.
If they had polka dot shoes and all that right. Look good, I'd wear them.
You know what I'm saying?
You would wear them.
Yeah,
sure.
Right. All right. They look fresh, but not the big, like, size 15 green and yellow.
And since the last time I saw you, you were complaining that the girls that come on to you are ugly, that your band does not get good-looking groupies and things like this. Have things improved at all?
No.
No.
That's the one thing that we kind of miss.
Right.
Is, you know, being rock stars and everything, that's the one thing we lack is, we get some, you know what I mean?
Right, but they're ugly.
We get our fair share, but they're usually hit.
Some things never change, you know?
Some things never change. I can't believe you guys can't, I mean, you guys are making millions of dollars, right?
Right.
And you're rich now.
Right.
I would think that some women would be attracted to you just for your money.
Are you living the lifestyle? Can people tell?
Well, the thing is, we don't hang out at none of the spots where all the gold diggers would be hanging out.
You know, you guys never go to, like, Moomba?
Never go to the clubs.
You don't go to the clubs? You don't go to...
I want to know what point of being a rock star means I get to start going out with, like, famous chicks from Beverly Hills 90210 or from Baywatch. When do we get that part? Chicks that look like that.
Would you like to go out with some of the girls on Beverly Hills 90210, like Tori Spelling and Shannon Doherty?
That's it.
You would like it.
Not necessarily go out with them.
Right, just have sex with them.
Yeah, yeah.